Importance of Calling the Divine Will in Our Little Acts. From the writings of Luisa Picaretta, the little daughter of the divine will. Jesus states in the below passage that if we do not call the divine will in our little acts, the kingdom of God will not come upon earth. Volume 19. April 18, 1926. Now, if our will was the depository of creation and of redemption, it must also keep the deposit of the fiat on earth as it is in heaven. Here is the reason for my pushing so that you may do nothing without depositing it in it. If you do not form this deposit of all of yourself, of your little acts, and even of your trifles, not having its full triumph over you, my fiat will not be able to carry out its fiat on earth as it is in heaven. The question is what are our little acts? The little acts are our breathing, our heartbeat, our blood circulation, our blinking of our eyes, and our gazing. Also, if we do not invoke the divine will in our little acts, the divine will suffers, as Jesus states below, Volume 36, November 20, 1938. I feel the divine will inside and outside of me, surprising me whenever I'm about to do my little actions, or to say my little I love you, to invest them with its light and make them its own. It has such an astonishing, inimitable attention that it's almost incredible. If the creature is not attentive in giving it her little acts, oh, how much it suffers. Oh, how much I too would like to be all attentive, to imitate it by letting nothing escape me, so that we can surprise each other. Jesus even wants us to call the divine will in the movement of our pupils, as he states below. Volume 36, May 17, 1938. So, be attentive. I watch your steps, your words, the movements of your pupils, your tiniest acts, in order for my will to have its life, its place. We don't care whether the act is natural or spiritual, big or small, but we watch attentively to see whether all is ours, whether our will may arise its sun of light, sanctity and love. We use even the most insignificant act to make the most prodigious wonders, forming the most beautiful scenes to keep us all amused. Didn't we form the marvelous enchantment of the whole creation from nothing? Wasn't it from nothing that we created so many harmonies up to our very image, in the creation of man? My daughter, if creation had to give us only what is spiritual, that would have been very little. Instead, by giving us also its natural acts, it can always give. We can be in continuous relation and our bond never breaks. More so, since the small things, breathing, moving, helping oneself and little personal things, are always available and within reach. Available for the little and the great, for the ignorant and the learned, and, they never end. If these little things are done to love us, they form in themselves the life of the divine will, our victory and triumph, the ultimate purpose of their creation. See, then, how easy it is to live in our will. The creature doesn't have to do new things, but just what she always does. That is to say, to live her life as we gave it, but in our will. Come divine will, come breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart, circulate in my blood, think in my thinking, blink in my blinking, gaze in my gazing, move in my pupils' divine will. Fiat.